What a great blessing to have Mandy and Christy with us, and what an honor it is to worship with them this morning and for them to usher in the presence of God. Today's scripture is from Matthew's Gospel, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 6, and then verses 16 through 18. Hear the word of the Lord. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show men that they are fasting. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face so that it will not be obvious to men that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
We're in a series called Growing in Grace. And how do we grow in grace? We practice the means of grace. And what is means of grace? The means of grace are those spiritual habits and practices that keep us connected to God. Those spiritual habits and practices that place us in a position to receive God's grace. And so we've taken a look at some of these means of grace. Prayer is a means of grace. Scripture is a means of grace. Holy Communion last week, means of grace. And today, we're going to talk about something that we don't talk a whole lot about, and it is fasting. What is fasting? Fasting is a voluntary abstinence from food for a set period of time for the purpose of devoting oneself to seeking God. When we fast, we forego our physical appetite in order to fulfill our spiritual appetite. So in other words, we fast from physical things to feast on spiritual things. Today's scripture is Jesus' instructions about giving alms, about praying, and about fasting. And what does he say in terms of his instructions to his disciples back then and also today? He says, you know, when you fast, do it unto the Lord and not just to be seen by others. You know, there is an observation here for me, something to take note of. He says, when you fast, he's assuming that his disciples fast. Fasting is not something that I do very often at all, probably not for you either, but it is one of the means of grace that we might want to consider. Jesus assumes that his disciples fast, and so he's given them some instructions not to be like the hypocrites who make a show out of practicing this discipline. And so Jesus says, when you do it as unto the Lord only. Do not call attention to yourself. Wash your face. Look joyful. Do it unto the Lord, for he sees and he rewards. If you do it before men, you'll get your reward. Here's your reward. And that's about how long it lasts. You know, I think when Jesus gives instructions, there's always one thing that becomes very clear to me. The heart of the matter for Jesus is always the heart. It's what's in your heart. And so the question before us when we fast is, what is the disposition of our heart? Do we truly, sincerely seek after God? And that's what Jesus is getting at. He's getting at the heart of things when it comes to the means of grace, that we are to be sincerely seeking God. One of the things I like to do when I study Scripture is ask this question. Is there an example for me to follow? Is there an example for us to follow? Well, Yeah, from Jesus. In the fourth chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, right after his baptism, what happens? Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus fasted. And we believe that he connected that fasting to praying. And what Jesus was about this. He was about sincerely devoting himself to God so that he might withstand the temptations of the devil. So that he might not succumb to the desires of the flesh. And that he might become prepared for the ministry that God had for him in his lifetime. He did not go lightly into his life mission. He took it before the Lord and said he needed to have victory over the flesh and he needed to have strength within his spirit that indeed he might live out his baptism. That's what you call a good example. Laying it before the Lord and asking for him to give you the grace that you need in order to live a more faithful life. That's the example that Jesus gives us. Don't get hung up on the details of how long you're supposed to fast, or you're supposed to fast from this, fast from that. All of those things can be figured out. The important thing is Jesus set the example and has given the teaching of what it really is about. Well, what's the application? There really shouldn't be any preaching without an application. Here's the application. Get ready to fast. It may not be this week, it may be some other time. Pick a time when you're ready to try it out. Here's some questions I want you to think about. Is there a temptation in your life or an addiction in your life from which you need deliverance? Take it to the Lord, lay it before him, fast and pray. Do you have a decision to make that you need God's guidance and wisdom for? Take that decision before the Lord and fast and pray. Is there a person or persons for which you wish to intercede? Take time to pray and fast and lift those persons up to God. Is there a cause or concern in this world that breaks your heart over which you want to pray and fast and bring before the Lord? Somewhere in here, I hope I've spoken to you. And here's what I want you to do. It's not going to be hard. Just take a meal, not 40 days and 40 nights. It may be lunch. Forego that meal, and for an hour, go to some quiet place where you can be alone before God and just place these things before God. And let God know that the desire of your heart is that you want to be fully devoted to him. And you need his help to lead a faithful life. And apart from his grace, you can't do it. But with his grace, you can do all things. And lay it before the Lord. And you know, it's not going to be much of a problem to fast for one meal. You probably won't even get hungry. You're just going to start the practice of fasting. You can take it from there. I'll share with you one time in my life when I fasted. It made a big difference. I was the pastor of Central United Methodist Church in Laurinburg. It was back in 1986. And I was presented with a decision. The decision was this. My district superintendent said, the bishop and the cabinet would like for you to go serve as campus pastor at Methodist College. I said, that sounds interesting, but what does a campus pastor do? They said, well, we don't know. Maybe you should go up there and ask them. So I went up there and I asked them, and I said, well, I don't know if I can do this or not. I sort of wanted to, but I didn't want to do it just because it looked like it was fun. I wanted to know, is God in this thing? Does he want me in this thing? And am I the person? Do you know it was just the right time to do it? But I took a 3-day fast. And I said, Lord, I don't want to just hop into this thing. I want to have your guidance. And so for 3 days I prayed and fasted. And God speaks to us when we put it before Him and offer it up, and over a period of time we have a peace about it. Doesn't mean that we know everything and have everything figured out, but God's operating principle is the peace He gives us. So I went, and those 3 years of my life helped bring healing to me in my body, helped bring healing to me in my spirit after a time of brokenness. And then those 3 years at Methodist College, which is now a university since I left, those 3 years at Methodist College prepared me for this place for 29 years. Wow. What will praying and fasting do for you? I don't know. I guess you got to try it. You know, there's a promise about this that Christ wants us to claim. In the Sermon on the Mount, and by the way, this is in the Sermon on the Mount, but the Sermon on the Mount starts with the Beatitudes. Blessed are, blessed are, blessed are, blessed are. Here's one of the blessed are's. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Lay these things before the Lord and hunger after righteousness, and you will be filled. Here's the question before the prayer, invitation to prayer. What are you really hungry for today? Pizza? Hamburger? Ice cream? Or something that you're thinking about right now? Let us stand. You're invited for prayer.